All right, so I'm online here with Brother Kuo. Brother Kuo, how's it going?
It's going well. How about you?
I'm doing good, doing good. So I thought we would make a, I don't know how long this will be, an audio to just catch up with Brother Kuo, because Brother Kuo was on the road with Sister Emin and I, traveling around. He was down here in January and February, and then he headed and went further north to go back to start his work schedule, and I just thought it would be kind of interesting. I've been seeing what's going on, but I thought it might be interesting to people to follow along to find out what's going on with Brother Kuo. So Brother Kuo, you left us and you headed north. And if anybody's watching, your witnessing videos we put up, you're in Wisconsin. And so what's going on with you? How is that transition, brother, from leaving Wisconsin, doing ministry all winter long down in busy Florida, to then going north on your own and now at work and still doing ministry? Talk about that.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was thinking about, well, we talk a lot about how feminized the culture is these days, and I was a very feminized man back in my lost life, college career. I went through the whole college system, 7 years, finally graduated. You can hear about that in my testimony. But I went into the faith following Jesus Christ, and I think the Lord needed to tear out a lot of weakness out of me, I guess, like in the first year. So what he did, it's really awesome when you look back at it. He took me from my place of living, dropped everything, dropped my nets, followed Christ, living in a van, in La Crosse, started out in La Crosse. And that was getting used to, did some grunt labor jobs and whatnot, the same ones I'm doing right now. But then I had the opportunity to go down to Missouri to live with another man at the time. So I went down there, lived with him for a while, did ministry down there. That fell apart.
And yeah, let's just state what fell apart. The man was claiming to be another brother, and it turned out that he wanted autonomy from God in his life, and he basically fell away from the Lord, and that kind of ended that, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Yeah. Sadly.
Sadly.
And then talk about the job you took on during that time when you were in Missouri now. Then you were living in an apartment for a while, but then you were in Missouri and van dwelling, and what job did you have, brother?
Yeah, I went down to Missouri, and that whole thing fell apart, and then I was working a 12-hour overnight shift.
Third shift.
Yeah, living out of a van in December in Missouri. So the Lord was really working out a lot of my flesh, because my flesh would say, I got to find another job, I got to find a day shift, I got to find like perfect conditions, I like the apartment life, and that's what my flesh would want. But I did it for the glory of God and that whole situation. And the Lord really used that. And I think I grew a lot in that time. I had a lot of time to study.
Yeah.
Being alone at night and kind of just getting in the Word of God and just studying and studying and studying.
Yeah. And let's encourage people that might be newer or go through things. You did have some struggles that you had to overcome, but with the power of God and the Word and with your resiliency to keep following Christ, you overcame those struggles.
Oh yeah. I mean, the Lord said, he that overcomes, I'll give to eat of the tree of life. He that overcomes, I'll give to sit on my throne. You have to overcome. Christ will give you the power through his Holy Spirit. But you have to make that willful choice to stop sinning.
Yeah.
And you have to continue in that. Yeah.
Amen.
So yeah, I was facing a ton of different trials, people leaving the faith and moving into, van life, overnight shift, and then moving down to Florida, at the end of December, to spend some time with a brother and sister in Christ, and then another man and his wife and his family.
But wait, you missed a part. Before you came down to Florida, what'd you have to go do?
Oh yeah, I drove all the way up to South Dakota. So from Missouri. I went from an overnight shift, 12 hours, and I was adjusting to the day shift while I was driving up to South Dakota in the middle of winter.
Why did you do that?
In the middle of snowstorms to get a driver's license and my residency for South Dakota, because they're very lenient for travelers and whatnot.
Yeah, so you went all the way up to South Dakota, and it was 0 degree weather, and then you got that done, you turned around, and you headed all the way down to sunny Florida where we were preaching.
Yeah, that was, and there were like three storms, if you remember this past year, those of us in America, there were like three storms passing through the states at the same time when I was doing all this traveling, so I was like dodging storms.
They were chasing,
like, riding.
The storms were chasing you, brother.
Yeah, and I finally got down to Florida, and that was an awesome experience being down there. A lot of witnessing opportunities and a lot of growing up in the Lord, a lot of training in the ministry.
Yeah, you've seen a lot. You came down, and there was a man and his wife that were traveling with us, and you got to know him really well, and do ministry together with us and with them. And then we had issues with that man that he had to be disfellowshipped from in his flesh. He got in his flesh. You can read about all of that, Patrick. You can read about all of that at our website where we document it, just because we wanted to be clear and open about it. And I just wanted to talk about real quick. Well, first, you could share about that. Did you grow a lot through that, brother, seeing somebody struggle in their flesh and being rebellious, and then basically the fruit of leaven in the body? Did you learn a lot from all of that?
Yeah, I learned a lot about the dynamics of the body and how the Holy Spirit always weeds stuff out that needs to be weeded out, like the leaven that needs to be weeded out. He always gives people kind of there's something that always feels off if something is off in the body, and the Holy Spirit prompts to dig into things. The Holy Spirit prompts to seek out the leaven and root it out, because he's trying to purify the body of Christ, and we don't want any sin in it. So I learned a lot about that whole process.
Yeah, and I want to address something before we keep going on your journey. I want to address something that I think is poignant to address, and I think you can testify to this. So when I was dealing with that man, when you and I were dealing with that man after he left, and an email, he made a prophecy, and I want to call it out. He's a false prophet. I just want to say that. He made a prophecy, and he said to you that you'll be next, that you're going to be dealt with, and you're going to be put out, and you're going to have all kinds of issues with Brother Tupos and me, and you'll be next. And I really believe that he made a false prophecy, because what I've come to see is, and I know Brother Akuo will testify to this, is that when you have people that are striving for the kingdom of God, even when they agree on doctrine, but one or two or three people are in their flesh, they're rebellious, they have religious pride, brother, what is the fruit of that you always see? What's the fruit of that? What's the outcome of that you saw?
The outcome of the flesh people?
What did they rot through all of that?
A lot of confusion and a lot of not redeeming the time and not glorifying God, and
strife,
a lot of foolishness.
Would you agree? Strife, contentious, and it ended up with a bunch of lies and backstabbing and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And so, without going into that topic more, because we've dealt with all that, that's behind us all, that's all long-distance relationships, we put all that away. Talk about how, if people are in the Lord and they agree on doctrine, and they're walking in the Spirit, and they're submitting to the Spirit, to the Word, and to each other, do you have those constant strifes and envies and problems, brother?
No, and I think one of the big reasons for this is because we all have our own walk with the Lord, and we're all having to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We all want to be in the truth. And when we're all striving in sound doctrine, we're all walking in the light as he is in the light. The way, like, you may not like how some people do some things, or maybe you preach a little bit too bold or whatever. Some people may have problems with like those flesh driven things, but if you're walking in the spirit, you're all in the truth, you're all going towards the same goal, you all want each other to reach the same goal. That's the big one, love of the brethren. You work through everything. It's really awesome. The spirit kind of molds everyone together.
Yeah.
And it's like, even though you come from a bunch of different backgrounds and you have a bunch of different characteristics that are different from each other,
yeah,
the spirit makes it all work.
That's a great point. That's a great point, because people that know you and me would say, these guys are polar opposites. They're just not the same kind of people. It's not like you and I are like bookends and we get along so good because we're just identical. We're exactly the opposites in many ways. But because we love the Lord, we're born of the Lord, we agree on doctrine, we're walking in the spirit, we have the same goals, we get along awesome. And we don't have those issues. It doesn't mean we never have a difference, meaning I would do this and Brother Kuo does it that way. Well, it's not sinful. It's not false doctrine. He has liberty to do it this way. I have liberty to do it that way. But when people's flesh and contention, I think of 1 Corinthians 3, where Paul talks about you're carnal, you're full of strife and envy and contention and competition. And so I just wanted to cover that if you can get to a place with people where you can have the unity of the faith and love for each other, and you're not going to be full of strife and envy and backstabbing, that's a beautiful place to be. And you have a unique opportunity, because as a newer believer, in your first year, man, you have had so much experience with both the good and the terrible side of the body life, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of ups and downs. And the big key, I think the Lord put me through so many ups and downs, and I think He'll put a lot of brothers and sisters through ups and downs, so that we can rely on Him for the consistency.
Amen.
It's kind of like, don't focus on your situation, up and down, up and down, up and down. It's like, focus on the Lord, never changing, always faithful, willing to give you the strength to get through all of it. And it's like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen. Amen. So yeah, I just wanted to cover that. I don't know who still listens to our daily audios, but that prophecy is a false prophecy. And I can testify, when people walk in the Lord and they walk in the Spirit and they're willing to humble themselves, get meek below and below themselves in the Word of God, when they're willing to submit to the Word of God and submit to each other, you don't have the problems you have with people that are religious, full of religious pride, and full of making excuses, and full of all types of strife and envy. And so it's a beautiful thing, and God is glorified in that all. And I know that you've learned a lot through all of that. So, yep, you were down here in Florida, full-time preaching with us, and then we had to go through that separation process. And then after that process, what happened, brother? We kept going, and we just kept doing ministry, didn't we?
Yeah, we just kept going, and a ton of people got the truth. A ton of people heard the good news, and the Lord was glorified. We just kept on going, continuing in good works, continuing in the faith, and
yeah,
just striving on.
Yeah. Yeah. And then a few weeks back, you and I talked, and we said, yeah, I think you're going to be headed north. And you headed north, and you took a journey. Tell us about your journey north on your own, brother.
Yeah, the journey north. So in my old life, my traveling was very point A to point B. Like, I didn't really care about anything else other than I have my eyes on the road, and I'm going to get to point B, and I'm going to be a safe driver. I'm going to get to point B. I didn't really think about anything else. Now that I'm walking in the Spirit, and now that I'm born again by the Spirit of God, and I'm looking for opportunities, it was a real blessing to just kind of take my time.
Amen.
Traveling a little more. I took a whole week.
Yeah.
And I could stop at like rest stops. I could stop at Dent and Bent food stores, discount groceries.
You stocked up on food, didn't you, brother?
I really did. I stopped at like five of them.
Yeah.
A ton of people got gospel cards, and I put a ton of gospel cards out, and it was just a lot more pleasant experience traveling in the Spirit, I think, is a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I saw that in you. You kind of relaxed and you were enjoying the travel and witnessing on the way. When you have a purpose and you're walking in the Spirit and you're ready to be used, the Lord uses you, and it really makes your everyday more meaningful, doesn't it, brother?
Yeah, it does.
It reminds me of like Romans 8:1. There's no condemnation of those who walk in the spirit, not the flesh. And that's really the opposite of what we see in so many people that claim Christ. They walk a lot in the flesh, not the spirit. And so, yeah, you traveled and you headed north and you witnessed along the way. And then, brother, we got to give glory to God. Testify how God lined up everything for you when you got back there with work and all that. Just talk about that.
Yeah, so I was in contact with some folks here. My main job that I go to, 8-hour shift, 5 days a week. I was in contact with them, and
Can I stop you? I just got to say this. This was awesome. The time you and I were talking, and we were going, okay, so when are you going to be heading north? It probably makes sense that you get going north about this time. What happened the next day, brother, when we said, yeah, this will be the day you're going to part, we're going to part ways? What next day, what email did you get?
Or I got a phone call.
A phone call.
They called me and they were like, it was a text message.
Text message.
So they sent a text and they said, yeah, so you're still coming in on April 8th for this